Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, is it possible, or even likely, that the Democrat, or I should say the Republican Party, the old school Republican Party, the RINOs, is it possible that their mission right now is to sabotage the Trump presidential run? Well, I'm basing this, folks, on some very important facts. And we may have to come to the realization that this party, the grand old party, is attempting a power struggle to see who, in fact, is going to lead this party into the next generation. And it's laughable because the people who are attempting to fight this are 80. They're not leading the next generation into anything. But they think they might. Now, this has gone way back to when Ronald McDaniel was the head of the Republican party, and she was allocating funds in a very, very unusual manner, which Vivek Ramaswamy actually pointed out one time during a debate. And what they were doing basically is during those, when we were having the midterms and we were told it's going to be a red wave, the Republicans are clearly going to take control. People are done with the Democrats. They're fed up with the Democrats. We're expecting not a red wave. We're expecting a red tsunami, and it never happened. The very first thing, and when we had a disappointing night, was that the RINOs of the Republican Party came forward and said, this is Donald Trump's fault. All these MAGA Republicans did not succeed the way they should have succeeded. And that's because people have lost faith in Donald Trump. That's because the MAGA movement is dying. That's because people realize this isn't really going to work out. And his policies are no longer the GOP's policies, and the American people are not embracing them. That's why his candidates lost. When in fact, folks, many of his candidates won, and the ones that lost suspiciously were bled dry of money. They were not promoted in any way, shape, or form by the Republican Party. They were not held up and given funds. As a matter of fact, they were bled dry of funds in many cases. We can point out cases where funds were allocated to Republicans running unopposed, in a very safe district where Republicans always win. And yet, in key states, in battleground states, where it was neck and neck, no money was given to these candidates. They were left out on their own, purposely. Because the goal, you see, was to convince Republican voters Donald Trump is not the person anymore. He's not the de facto leader of the Republican Party. People have lost faith. His candidates aren't winning with the American people. When in reality, it was your plan to stop those candidates. And you did. You did. To some degree, you did. And that's when I began to realize the Republican Party, at least the RINO Republicans, they're out to sabotage Donald Trump. And it's going to continue right up till Election Day, folks. Now we can talk about Liz Cheney and the fact that she absolutely 100% lied during the January 6th committee, where She said there is no viable evidence that Donald Trump ever suggested that they send National Guard troops, 10,000 National Guard troops to the Capitol building. That simply didn't happen. There's not one shred of evidence. No one has come forward to say that's the case. When we now have tapes of someone literally saying, yeah, I was there when he made the call. Liz Cheney was in the room when this man was being interviewed, and he said, yeah, I was there when the call came through, and he was saying 10,000, do you want 10,000 troops? And they were refusing. He said, you're going to have to get more. There could be some trouble. We'll send as many as you want, but I'm suggesting like 10,000. I remember that number, he said. I remember him suggesting 10,000. You know what Liz Cheney did with that information? Buried it. Exculpatory information, and it was buried by a fellow GOP member. Once again, to try to hang Donald Trump out to dry, because this old-school Republican Party does not want the new Republicans to take control. They fear the MAGA movement, and they fear the MAGA movement because it's going to breed a new generation of politicians who aren't criminals, who aren't corrupt, who aren't playing a game, who really want to get things done, and who are going to hold people accountable, and they don't want it. Because the old guard Republican is just as corrupt as the old guard Democrat and the new guard Democrat. The only difference between them is the old guard Republicans aren't communists. And the new guard Democrats are. But aside from that, they're all crooked as they can possibly be. And they don't want this game to end. Now, I want you to recall that during that midterm, one of the key, I would say the key, actually, topics was abortion. The Supreme Court had just made a ruling that Roe versus Wade should be overturned and left to the states, which was a perfectly legitimate call. It obviously should be left to the states. Each individual state should have the right, and therefore the public should have the right to vote on the candidates they most feel suit their needs when it comes to dealing with abortion, right? But everyone was very sensitive about it because the Democrats were saying, now there's going to be no legal abortion anywhere ever. Women's rights are being taken away. You'll never be able to get an abortion anywhere ever again for any reason, even the life of a mother or rape or incest. And people were very worried. Some people were very worried. And I know even some Republicans were saying, I can't vote for that. I just can't vote for that. So instead of this grand old party getting on television and saying, I don't know what anybody's talking about, you are now going to have the right state by state to decide exactly what your abortion laws are going to be. They won't be dictated by the government. They'll be dictated state to state, the democratic way, right? That's the fair way. No one's trying to take your rights away. Far from it. If you don't like what your current mayor or governor or whatever is suggesting, don't vote for them. Vote them out. Make your voices heard. That's the way it should be. No. Instead, they got on television like Lindsey Graham, the snake in the grass, and said, I'm immediately putting in a bill that's going to ban abortion for the whole country. That's our goal. Lindsey Graham knew when he said that, there was no support for that in the Republican Party. None. He said it for one reason and one reason alone, to sabotage the midterm elections, which he did. Lindsey Graham helped to sabotage the midterm elections. He's no friend of Donald Trump. He'll kiss Donald Trump's behind, tend to be a friend of Donald Trump, but he is not a friend of Donald Trump. He's corrupt as he can possibly be, and he helped to totally sabotage the midterm elections by putting forth a narrative that was 100% phony. There were no Republicans, or at least very few, who were on board for a bill that would ban abortion nationwide. I didn't know any, anyway. Even Donald Trump himself isn't that way. But there's Lindsey Graham on television saying, ha-ha, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Now we're going to ban it all. Scared the hell out of people. And so they didn't vote. for the Republican candidates, because the Democrats did a really good job of saying, if you vote Republican, you're voting for no abortions ever for any reason. And people believed it, thanks to Lindsey Graham and some of his ilk. Well, now they're going to do it again. Now they're going to do it again. Here they go, starting up with the abortion issue again. Trying to make people believe that if the Republicans win, abortion is off the table nationwide. Now listen, everybody knows I'm pro-life. But I do think that the majority in this country rule, and I do think that if people want to come up with a reasonable law that limits the amount of time that an abortion can be obtained, and the majority want to go along with that, the majority of people in this country say there should be abortion, it just has to be a certain time frame. That's what the majority said. So, okay, that's fine. I may not like it, but that's fine. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Of course there are exceptions for rape and incest and the life of the mother. I don't know anybody that doesn't think that. And the people who say they think that, they're doing that to try to scare you. Because nobody really thinks that. You honestly think that a mother of three who has three children at home gets pregnant, goes to a doctor, and the doctor says, if you have this child, it's going to probably kill you. And the Republicans are saying, who cares? Let the other three children go without a mother. No one's thinking that. No one's doing that. That's made up. But the Republicans, the old school Republicans, will not tell you that. They will not get on the television shows and say, no one's for this. So they allow the Democrats to scare the hell out of the people who are pro-choice or at least reasonable when it comes to abortion laws or Republicans, and they say, we're not going to vote for them. That's why there was no red wave. Now they're going to try to stop Donald Trump with it. Now, will it be successful? Well, it probably won't be, because Donald Trump himself does not believe that. So I don't think it's going to work, but what they are going to try to do is sabotage Trump-backed candidates. You can see right now, we're down to a majority of one in the House, because all these Republicans are, I think I'm going to resign early. I think I'm going to retire early. Yeah, you're going to take your ball and go home under protest that you don't want Donald Trump to be the president. You're trying to sabotage. You're trying to say, hey, if you choose Trump, we're going to give the Democrats back the House. How would you like that? How dare you? Honestly. It's beyond anything I've ever seen in politics in my entire life. It's literally an attempt. Everyone has the word insurrection on their lips. Well, this is an attempt. The American people, against their will, to vote for somebody they don't want to vote for. Or at least not vote for a candidate they do want to vote for. That's democracy. It's absurd. There's many people in the Republican Party who Donald Trump very strongly. And the reason they dislike Donald Trump very strongly is because he represents something that they fear. An end to this good old boys club. They don't want that. They don't want that by any stretch of the imagination, folks. So you need to watch these Republicans very, very, very carefully. People like Lindsey Graham, who comes on and makes a good showing of himself, they're worse. I can deal with a Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney's very obvious. You couldn't tell that Liz Cheney, can't tell that Liz Cheney just has a bitter Trump derangement syndrome going on and is willing to lie, is willing to sacrifice her moral, and really willing to break the law, because you're not allowed to withhold exculpatory evidence, then you're crazy. Anybody could see that. They're obvious. I can live with those people. because we can look at them and say, well, we see what they are. But somebody like Lindsey Graham, that's a dangerous person, because he'll get on television and smile for the camera and say, Donald Trump is so wonderful, and I'm so happy that we're going to get all these candidates that he's endorsing. It's just wonderful. And then he goes out and sabotages every single one of those candidates. That's what he does. Lindsey Graham has been the guy who forever has talked a big game and done absolutely nothing. Watch him sometime. He'll get on the Sunday morning shows. He'll get on the news channels, and he'll say, well, when I get so-and-so before me, or I can question them, the American people are going to learn the truth about X, Y, and Z. And then when it comes his turn and they say, okay, it's Mr. Graham's turn, thank you very much for being here. We know it's a very hard thing for you to come here and testify today, and we just want to say humbly we thank you. And I want to know, did you know anything about this situation, X, Y, and Z? You didn't? Thank you. I have no further questions. Yeah, you really give it to him, Lindsey. You're a snake in the grass. And it's always been one thing that I've criticized Donald Trump about. Too gullible when it comes to people like this. He kept Dr. Fauci, who was obviously a kook. I realized people were deathly afraid of the COVID virus, and they thought Fauci is the only person who knows anything about it, and we have to defer to him. But it took me about, 2 weeks to realize this guy's out of his mind. He had no idea what the hell he's talking about. None whatsoever. And it didn't take me very long to see through Lindsey Graham either. Now, I realized that Donald Trump was new to politics, and I realized that he felt, I need to have some political power behind me, some people who are used to politics, support me and help me, because I'm new to this. But you pick some bad people. And Lindsey Graham, being a friend, is one of them. I know you need him for, campaigning for you to win a state, but you better watch him. He's not who you think he is. So will they be successful in sabotaging Trump? Well, I don't know. I know some Republicans who are buying into this 100%, saying, well, I'm not going to vote for Biden. I don't like Biden. But I don't know if I can bring myself to vote for Donald Trump. Why? I'm still waiting for someone to explain to me what happened that was so bad during the Trump administration. There was so much divisiveness. Okay, but who was it caused by? It was caused by the Democrats on television every single night saying, we're going to impeach him for this, we're going to arrest him for that, we're going to come down on him for this. He's eating too much ice cream, he's overweight, he's falling down the stairs, he's this, he's that, he's nuts, he's going to press the button, he's going to start a war, the economy's going to crash, the Wall Street's going to crash, everything's terrible. Every single day, 24 hours a day, that's all you heard. So yeah. It was a very divisive presidency, but who was it caused by? Oh, you say, well, Trump said this and that. Yeah, in response to what they said, what's he supposed to do? Is that what you want for a president? You just want a wimp who can just get beaten on and beaten on like a dog and never snap back, right? No, Trump's not that guy. So when you hit Trump with some stuff, he's okay. Well, you want to go there? Then let me go there. And then they say, see, he has such a bad temper. See, he's so divisive. No, you caused it. You caused it. So they got the American people to thinking now that, Donald Trump's going to go to jail. He's going to go to prison. And one of these charges are going to stick. He's not going to be able to be the president. If he is the president, there's probably never going to be an abortion performed in this country ever again. They're trying to scare the hell out of you. And they don't care if they have to lie to you. Do you honestly think that news people who do this for a living listened to Donald Trump clearly say that the auto industry, there's going to be a bloodbath in the auto industry if he's not elected, and interpreted that as Donald Trump said there's going to be blood in the streets if he's not elected? Of course they didn't think that. They knew what he was talking about. But what he was talking about, they can't really criticize, because that would be the truth. So they said, well, how do we twist this to make the American people scared? Well, we'll leave out the part where he's talking about the auto industry, and we'll just say that he said there's going to be a bloodbath if he's not elected. It's not what he said. It's not what he said at all. So they're liars. But so are the Republicans. So are the old-school Republicans. They're a bunch of liars. They'll all smile in the face of the Republican voters and say, I know, Trump's wonderful, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then behind the scenes, they're like, how do we get this bastard? Because he showed them up. He got things accomplished that they never could. They don't like that. Which leads me to the second part of the show, which is 10 lies that the Democrats are telling you. And let's start, there's going to be no particular order here, folks. But let's start with the biggest one probably, and that is the Democratic Party is for the working class people. I mean, that one is so ridiculously phony that it actually makes me laugh to think anyone in the world believes that. Then why in the world is the Democratic Party the go-to party for Jeff Bezos, for Mark Zuckerberg, all of those people, right? Well, why? The billionaires of the world. How come? You don't think that's a little weird? The Democratic Party's not for the working people. Their very policies destroy the working class. They're for two separate classes of people. They are for the uber elite, ultra rich, and the non-working people. They're all for giving non-working people benefits. And the reason is they'd rather keep you non-working because then you rely upon them for your livelihood. You understand? So if you're uber rich and you say to Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg, we're going to give you all kinds of tax breaks. We're going to make sure this, that, and they wouldn't vote for losing more of their money. So when you hear the Democrats say the rich need to pay their share, they mean except for Mark Zuckerberg, except for Jeff Bezos, except for all these uber rich that support them and give them tons of money into their campaign. Because why would you vote for someone who's going to take your money away? Let's just say you were uber rich and a candidate said, well, I'm wanting you to pay 90% of your money to the, because you're going to say, I ain't voting for that guy. So how come they are? Because they know it doesn't mean them. They know they're going to be accepted from those rules. And then, of course, the other people that vote for the Democrats on a regular basis that the Democrats throw crumbs to are the people who are on government assistance. And the reason they do that is because they want to keep you like a house pet and say, you will do exactly what we say. You will vote for exactly who we tell you to vote for, or we'll take your stuff away and you won't be able to live. Because the nasty old Republicans, they're going to want you to work. The nasty old Republicans aren't going to hand you things on a silver platter so you can sit home and watch Oprah. You can sit home and watch game shows. You can sit home and play on a PlayStation or whatever. So that's one of their big lies. They're not for the working class people at all. Were they at one time in their in this history? Yeah. Yeah, they were. Not now. Second big lie they're going to tell you is that the Republicans are trying to usurp democracy. They're trying to dictate to you. They're trying to be your dictators. Well, that's patently untrue. All you have to do is take a look at the Democrats' policy. Republicans are saying there's nothing wrong with an electric vehicle, but you should be able to make a free choice. We'll put electric vehicles on the market, and for the people who can afford them, fine. For the people who can't afford them, we're still going to need gas. The majority of Republicans are saying, you know, we're not big on abortion, but we're not going to take the rights away. If you want to have an abortion, fine, but let's not use it as birth control. Let's not do it at 9 months. Can we find a happy medium? The majority of Republicans are saying, let the parents decide if their children are being educated in a good way and in a way that they agree with. Let the parents make those decisions. We're not seeing the Democrats do any of that. We're seeing the Democrats tell you what you should be able to drive and will be only be able to drive, what you should eat and how much of it you can eat, the words you can say, the words you cannot say. Children will be taught whether you like it or not. They want health care that's going to decide this is what you will get, like it or lump it, based upon your age. If you're too old, forget an operation. We're not paying for it. That's what they want. So for them to say, we're the ones who are trying to bring the most freedom to the American people, that's not true. Or that the Republicans are trying to dictate to you, that's absurd. That's absolutely absurd. Third lie that they will tell you on a regular basis is anyone who's MAGA is very, very close to a domestic terrorist. Well, let's talk about that first. They're going to base this off January 6th. Let's be very clear and very honest and not worry about what hurting other people's feelings. There was no insurrection. I know that's going to trigger Democrats who are listening to me into a seizure, but the facts are the facts. There's no insurrection. Nancy Pelosi's own daughter is on videotape, not knowing she was on videotape, laughing at that question, saying, we all know there was no insurrection. You don't believe me? Go find it. Just Google it. Nancy Pelosi's daughter admits there was no insurrection. See, an insurrection comes with guns and a plan and weapons and the person does it to take control instantly. None of that happened. None of that happened. We now have all the footage of the police officers walking around that guy in the Viking helmet. They could have thrown him out of the building if they wanted to. There's 12 of them and one of him. And what are they doing? They're walking him down the hallway saying, oh, this door's locked, but I think I got a key. Hold on, I'll open it up for you. Is that what happens during an insurrection? We see people walking down the hallway taking pictures. Is that what happens during an insurrection? There was no insurrection. It was a bunch of angry people who got provoked, thinking probably rightfully that their voting meant nothing, and they were about to have an election stolen from them. And whether it was true or not, they got angry. You know, like you did when you thought George Floyd was a hero who was purposely murdered by a rogue racist cop. Remember that? Remember that? Oh, you burnt down Wendy's. You shot bottle rockets at horses who did nothing to anybody. You set police cars on fire. You trashed and looted stores. And you even went to the gates of the White House and attempted to break in to the point where the Secret Service made Donald Trump and his family retreat to the basement in case those fences were penetrated. Did I hear the word insurrection? So someone is actually trying to gain access to the White House, a mob who had burned, looted, and actually killed people. We're trying to break into the White House. And you know what we were told? That's just righteous anger. That's righteous anger because George Floyd was purposely murdered by a rogue white cop who hated black people. That's what you were told. And the truth of the matter was, George Floyd died from a heart attack because he was on so much drugs that his body could not take the stress anymore. You do not choke someone to death by putting your knee on the back of their neck. That's not where your windpipe is. George Floyd was saying, I can't breathe, and maybe he couldn't. But the cop knew, well, there's nothing I'm doing that's causing him not to be able to breathe. Causing that. If he can't breathe, he can't breathe because he's having some sort of a reaction to drugs. Now, I said at the time, and I'll say again, the cop should have let him up at that point. Cop should have said, well, sit up. Maybe you can breathe better. But he didn't. So he made a mistake. He didn't murder him on purpose. And for that reason, how many people died? How many cops were injured? How much property damage was done? Now compare that to January 6th. One's an insurrection and one's righteous anger, huh? They took over a whole block in Portland, Oregon, and said, if any police show up, we're going to murder them. They took over a police precinct, Portland, Oregon. A police precinct. And they armed themselves with, you know, the guns you wanted to ban, AK-47s. They armed themselves and said, if a police cross this barrier, they will be shot. And what did Portland's mayor say? Oh, it's going to be a summer of love. These people just expressing their rights. But if you walked into the Capitol, the building you pay for, unarmed, taking pictures, you're going to jail for the rest of your life. You're an insurrectionist. No, that's a lie. It's an absolute lie. Mega Republicans are not terrorists in any way, shape, or form. Now, I'm not going to say there aren't one or two or five or ten, because you can never say none. But the vast, vast majority of mega Republicans just want the government out of their way. They don't want to pay exorbitant taxes. They don't want to pay $4.50 for gas. They don't want to have to switch to electric vehicles when they cannot afford it. They don't want to walk into a grocery store and suffer from sticker shock. They don't want the government telling them what they can eat, what they can say, what they can do, what they can drive, who they can be with, when they can go outside, whether they have to stay inside. They don't want that. They want the government to allow them to succeed or fail on their own merit, and for the government to be there to support their what they want, not dictate what they want. What's wrong with that? Not terrorism. In any way, shape, or form. Another lie you'll hear all the time is there is no CRT being taught in school. We are teaching just the same as anybody else does. The Republicans want slavery, all of that, eradicated from school, so we don't learn how terribly oppressive we were to the African Americans. That's not true. Nobody ever suggested, ever, that slavery be taken out of the curriculum. Nobody did. And it's still being taught to this day. But when you sit down a 9-year-old child and you tell them, this is your fault. You're born privileged because of this, that, or the other thing. You're not educating them. You're indoctrinating them. And they say, well, there's no class. They go, well, I'm going to CRT class. There's no such thing. You're right, because what you've done is you've put elements of CRT into every class, English, math, science. What do you think, we're stupid? Get these math books and say, well, if police officers stop on a regular basis once a year, 40,000, 80,000 African-Americans, but only 20,000 Caucasians. What is the differential ratio? Oh, gotcha. That's not CRT, though. You couldn't come up with, you know, apples and oranges. It's got to be blacks and whites, right? Because you're attempting to divide the country. Anytime you try to tell any set of people you are the cause of a problem, and you alone are the cause of a problem, you are attempting to divide those people. Simple as that. Reverse racism does not cure racism. It only adds to racism. So yes, your children are being indoctrinated, and CRT does exist. It absolutely does. They are lying to you. Another lie they will tell you is, regardless of what your feelings are on abortion, a child is not viable until they come out of the womb. That's not true. It's not true. It's not a child. It is not alive. Well, you're the ones who constantly call us science deniers for saying global warming is being overblown. I want you to talk to any, and I mean any, doctor, and ask them, what is the purpose of a beating heart? Is it to pump blood through the veins and ventricles to keep something alive, to sustain life? And if those doctors say, no, that's not the purpose of a heart, then there's something mentally wrong with them, because that is, in fact, the purpose of a heart. There is no other reason for a heart to beat. When a heart, something is alive. When the heart that used to beat no longer beats, it is dead. So the moment that that unborn child's heartbeat, at the very least, they are alive. Now, there are people who believe moment of conception. I get all that. But I'm just saying, absolutely provable that a heart beats for no other reason than to sustain life. So if you stop that heart from beating, you have killed it. I don't care if it can live outside the womb yet or not. It is alive. There are people who can't live outside an oxygen tent. There are people who can't live if they don't have a dialysis machine. Doesn't mean they're not alive. But they'll tell you that because they want to justify, right up to the ninth month, you being able to decide, I don't want this child. By the way, this is the same people saying, I don't know what we're going to do because people are having less children now and the earth is becoming depopulated that way and we're having a big problem. Well, okay. You're causing it. Another lie they will tell you is the economy is wonderful. I don't know what everybody's talking about. Joe Biden's just done a smashing job. The economy is just beautifully humming along. Well, let's take a look at the facts, shall we? Gas was $2 a gallon during the Trump administration. It is now, where I am, it's $3.60. But let's just round it to $3.50. That's $1.50 a gallon more. Let's say you have a 20-gallon tank in your car. That means you're paying $30 more to fill it up every time you fill it up than you were under Donald Trump. Now let's say you fill it up once a week. That would be $120 a month extra. So that would be, let's see, $1,200 in 10 months. That would be $1,440 a year more. Almost $1,500 more just to fill up your car. That's just to fill up your car. So now you're paying $1,500 more a year for your gasoline. Your electric has went up about 20%. So whatever you pay, let's say you pay $150 a month there for your electric. Now you're paying 20% more. Now let's go to the grocery store. Where on the average, groceries are up about 30%. By the time you add up just that, your basic electricity, the gas for your car, and your groceries, you're somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,500 down. Now let's add to it that your car insurance has went up, your taxes have went up, your internet and cable have went up. However you heat your house, that's went up. The average family is probably down about $3,500 a year than they were under the Trump administration. So you're going to give somebody a pathetic $2 an hour raise and say, well, that takes care of all of it. No, it does not. Your buying power is less now than it was under Donald Trump when you didn't have that extra $2 raise. They think you're too stupid to see that, well, I'm giving you two extra dollars. You should be happy. And then you begin to realize, unless you're completely dull-witted, well, that two extra dollars isn't even compensating for the extra gas that I have to use or that I have to pay for, the groceries rising, the electric rising, all the cost of my bills rising. That $2 is eaten up before I even get to work. I'm actually making less as far as buying power goes. So, no, the economy is not good. The economy is a disaster. It's an abject disaster. Another lie they will tell you on a regular basis is it is vital to this country that we let all of these illegal immigrants in. And they're not illegal anyway. They're just undocumented. No, they're illegal. There's a law that says you can only cross the border this way, and if you don't do it, then that is an illegal act, which makes you an illegal alien. Oh, Americans will not take these jobs. We have to have these people to pick our vegetables and this, that, and the other thing. That is a blatant lie. That's a blatant lie. Now, what they really mean, these people will work like slaves for next to no money. We don't want to hire Americans because Americans will say, I'm not working like that for the little money you're offering. So tell me again how they're for the working people. Tell me again how they're against slavery. No, they want to put these people to work in the fields for $10 an hour so that they can, Americans won't take that job. Yeah, not for $10 an hour. They won't. You're right. By the way, they'll also tell you the vast, vast, vast majority of people crossing into this country are women with their children, just hoping for a better life away from the violence and the drug cartels. That's not true at all. Just go take a look at any of those lines that are forming, and you will see probably a ratio of about 65 to 70% are young, single men. Why are they staying behind in their own country to improve it? Why are they fleeing here? Where's the women? Yeah, you see the children once in a while, but unfortunately what you're finding out is that some of these children are being basically sold off so they can get into the country. Oh, you got a child, you're getting in. A little bit of an offset to that lie is there was no border crisis. Remember when they said that? Remember when they said there's no crisis at the border? Now they admit, oh, the border's out of control, but it's Donald Trump's fault. Yeah, you're right. The border's out of control. That goddamn Donald Trump did it. Oh, I thought you said there was no border crisis. I thought you said everything was fine. That's what my orca said. Oh, the border's under control. Who said the border's not under control? I don't know what you're talking about. We have perfect control of our border. There's no crisis. Then when they can no longer deny it, oh, you're right, there's a crisis, but it's Donald Trump's fault. Okay. Joe Biden just said, I inherited a horrible economy. You did? Told you what the prices were, Joe. You didn't inherit a horrible economy. You created a horrible economy. Then the next lie that they'll tell you on a regular basis is that, well, you've got to understand that Donald Trump is a horrible, evil, terrible person. He has you all fooled. He may have you mega people fooled. But he has so much dirt in his past. He is such a lowlife. He is so corrupt. Really? Well, you had 2 years he was running for president, 4 years he was the president, and now another 3 years to dig up dirt. And the best you can come up with is that he apparently groped some crazy woman who I know personally, by the way. I know E. Jean Carroll, and I know she's a nut. And I'm telling you right now, that is laughable. Or, oh, he overvalued his property. That's the best you can come up with. I mean, that would literally be like hiring a private detective for 6 straight years to dig up some dirt on somebody, and they come back to you and say, well, I did catch him throwing a gum wrapper down on the ground, so he's a litter bug. Can't come up with anything. So while they're telling you he's horrible, evil, has done terrible things, how come they can't come up with any of them? How come? I can come up with quite a few on Joe Biden. Joe Biden's own daughter wrote in a diary that from the time she was 10 years old to the time she was 14 years old, Joe Biden showered with her. Would you shower with your 14-year-old daughter if you're a grown man? Would you even shower with your 10-year-old daughter? And I don't want to hear any of these stupid excuses by lame-ass people saying, well, if they're raised that way where nudity is no problem, it's not a problem. Oh, yes, it is a problem, and I'll tell you why it's a problem. It's a problem because at that age, you know how to shower by yourself. So there's really no point in being nude in front of your daughter or your daughter being nude in front of you because she's in the privacy of a shower where she knows how to shower. It would be one thing if you say, well, we go swimming and we go, you know, we don't bother with bathing suits. Okay. If you're nudist, I guess, okay. But you don't get into the shower with a girl who's old enough to take a shower by herself. There'd be no point in that. What would be the point? So quite obviously, Joe Biden's a pervert. We're told Joe Biden is an honest man. There's another lie they'll tell you. Joe Biden's a very honest man. Well, let's count the lies. I inherited a terrible economy. Not true. The big one, of course, is my son's laptop is phony. Donald Trump knows it's phony. Rudy Giuliani knows it's phony. He looked in the eyes of the American people and said, that laptop is not real. It's Russian disinformation, and either Trump and Giuliani know it's disinformation and they're being dishonest, or they don't know and they're stupid. But either way, that is not my son's laptop. That is fake. All the while, Joe Biden knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that was not only really his son's laptop, but that the FBI had it and was investigating it actively. So if Joe Biden was an honest man, why didn't he say, yeah, that's my son's laptop. My son has a terrible drug problem. And while I'm deeply ashamed of it, I love him, and I'm attempting to do the best I can to help him. But I'm not going to deny that he's got some problems. You know why Joe denied that laptop? Because he knew what was on it was implicating him. Otherwise, why wouldn't you? If your kid has a drug problem and he does some crazy things and somebody brings it up, you say, yes. He absolutely did those things, and I absolutely disagree with it. And I absolutely am trying to help him, but at the end of the day, he's an adult, and I can only do so much. And while I'm deeply ashamed of his actions, and I absolutely reject all of his actions, I still love him. It's my son. That's all the American people needed to hear. The reason Joe couldn't do that is because he knew if he said the laptop was real, it meant the information was real, and he knew that put him in a horrible light. Next lie they'll tell you is Donald Trump had nuclear codes in those folders that he took illegally. He had top secret documents and wouldn't give them back. Not true. Number one, there was no nuclear codes or anything else in there. Number two, the FBI knew he had them. They said, can you give them back? He said, not necessarily. Prove that I need to give them back. I declassified these documents. I'm the president of the United States. These are not classified documents. I don't need your permission to declassify them. I can declassify them anytime I wanted. And I declassified them while I was the president. So they're not classified information anymore. And they said, okay, well, you know what? While we're going to fight this out legally, just keep them secure. He did. Mar-a-Lago is secured with Secret Service at all times. So they knew where the documents were, and they knew they were safe. You know where Joe's documents were? In a box next to his sports car in his garage in the house that Hunter Biden rented from him. You know, the house that he was charging him $10,000 a month for. Is that what your dad would do if he was uber rich and you were struggling with a drug problem? Would he say, well, I can let you live here, but you got to hand me over $10,000 a month? Is that what your dad would do if you were struggling with a drug problem and your dad was uber rich? Or would your dad say, just live here free? Just get help. All I'm asking is you go to rehab and you can stay here for free. You know why he was charging his son that money? Because that's the way they were laundering the money from the Ukraine. Oh, I'm not giving my dad money for favors. I'm just paying rent. That's what was happening. The next lie they'll tell you is the Republicans want to censor freedom of speech. That one's laughable, too. Oh, they're banning books from the library. Yeah, you know what books we're banning? We're banning books for sixth graders that have explicit, and I mean super explicit, paragraphs about oral sex with men, about anal sex with the same sex. Smut. that you don't want your 8-year-old reading or your 9-year-old reading. Oh, but it's about the abuse a kid suffered. It's very important that children know this because then they can report it. Okay, well, how about if I write a book saying that I had an abused, I was abused by a relative? Do I have to make it explicit? Do I have to make every little detail salacious? Do I have to write it like I'm writing for a porn site to try to excite somebody? No, I don't. Plenty of books written on children who were abused in the past, and they didn't have to include that kind of language. They're not trying to do that, folks. They're trying to indoctrinate your children into a sexual activity. That's what they're trying to do. That's why when they say, well, it's only a drag queen coming to read them a story, well, then how come you tell those children that that's not really a woman? I thought you want us to address them as a woman. So if my 8-year-old sees somebody in a dress and long hair and boobs and everything, then my 8-year-old's going to say, if I had an 8-year-old, would say, I guess it's a woman. How come you say to them, now, this may look like a woman, but this is really a man? And he's going to read you Little Red Riding Hood, but before he does, we want you to know that this is a lifestyle that he has where he dresses like, why do you need to know that? If he just wants to come in and read to the kid, just come in and read to the kid. There's no need to explain why he's in a dress any more than there is the need to explain why a woman is in a dress or a woman's in a pair of pants. You're lying about that. You're attempting to indoctrinate children into a sexual lifestyle, or at least expose them to it. I'm not going to have time to give you some of the rest of the lies on here, but the lies go on and on. Folks, they lie about the economy. They lie about the border. They lie about your children's education. They lie about their opponents. They lie about you. They literally make things up out of the clear blue sky. This is the same party that when Donald Trump walked down a wet steel rampway in West Point in dress shoes and was very careful because he didn't want to slip, said, look how he's walking so carefully. Well, there's something wrong with him. He's unfit to be the president. He has physical disabilities. Joe Biden fell up the stairs of Air Force One, and they said the wind blew him down. The wind blew him down. Well, boy, that's a strong wind. I wouldn't recommend you try to fly the plane then. If the wind was so mighty that it knocked Joe Biden to his knees, Jesus, then I guess you better not fly the plane. Because it knocked him to his knees not once, not twice, but three times. And yet they'll know he's not frail. When he talks to people who are dead for 20 years, oh, he just made a mistake. He's not senile. When he calls his wife his sister and his sister his wife, that's just an innocent mistake because I do that all the time. I do that all the time. You know, I'm sure you people do it all the time too, right? You think your brother is your uncle and your uncle's your brother. Yeah, you do that all the time. They're just lying to you. And the reason these lies are necessary is because they want to remain in power, and they know their policies will not get you to vote for them. So they have to make you fearful, fearful to vote for the other one. I don't like the way the country's going, but I'm afraid to vote for the other side. This is what the Republicans are getting in on now, the old school rhino Republicans. They're trying to make you afraid to vote for Donald Trump. You vote for him, he's going to jail, you know. You vote for him, there's going to be riots in the streets. You vote for him, bad things are going to happen. You vote for him, there's no abortion. You vote for him, your welfare check's gone. You vote for him, your Social Security's gone. They're just trying to scare you. Did any of those things happen when Donald Trump was the president the first time? I heard everybody's going to be deported and there's going to be a horrible thing. The stock market's going to crash. The economy's going to crash. There's going to be no welfare. There's going to be no abortion. That's what I heard when Donald Trump ran in 2016. Did that happen? No. It didn't happen. He's going to be a dictator, and he's going to say, he's going to crack the whip and tell you how to live. Did he do that the first 4 years he was the president? No. No, he didn't. He made life easier for you. your gas, your electric, your heating oil, or your heating your propane or whatever you use, all that went down. Products were reasonable. Things were getting to the stores on time. Everything was functioning just fine. Joe Biden now, though, he's been the most kind and considerate president of all time. Really? We got two wars. We're on the verge of a World War III. We've got two wars under Joe Biden. How many did we have under Trump? Joe Biden used his entire State of the Union address to be divisive and talk about how the Republicans are still in the country. That's not divisive. We have two wars. The country is divided more than it's ever been. You know, he was going to be the great uniter. What did he unite? And still they'll get on television and say, isn't he wonderful? Well, please tell me the thing he did that was wonderful. Please explain to me what was so wonderful these past 3 years, because I haven't seen any of it. I've seen nothing. Please tell me what was so horrible in the first 3 years of the Trump campaign. The fourth year, we got COVID. We had to deal with COVID. But half of that was overblown. But aside from that, the economy came roaring back. Biden actually inherited an economy that was destined to come roaring back because you closed half of the stores. You closed half the economy. Of course, when you reopen it up, it's going to come roaring back. And then you take the glory and say, see what happened? What happened is you reopened the country. It's like closing the highway and saying, well, the toll booths are not doing well. And then somebody else gets into office and says, reopen that highway, and then takes credit for the toll booths doing well. Well, of course they are. You've reopened them, you idiot. So that's no great achievement. All these jobs you said you created, guess who got them? We just found out. Not Americans. All these great jobs, they didn't go to Americans. None of them. The only jobs the Americans got back was the ones they lost during COVID. All these extra jobs that Joe Biden said he somehow magically made happen, they didn't go to American citizens, ladies and gentlemen. So there's your lie. But if you take anything away from this show, please take the following. Do not trust the Republican Party's old guard. They are out to sabotage this Trump campaign. They are out to make the American people fearful to vote for Donald Trump, because they do not want his leadership. They do not want a Republican like him, because he is not married to the Republican Party. He is not lockstep with them. He will expose the Republicans who are corrupt, and they know it. They'd rather have a Republican who'll play their game and pick on the Democrats, but not the Republicans. Trump won't do that. Trump's going to be an equal opportunist when it comes to draining that swamp, and that swamp's a hell of a lot deeper than you think it might be.